MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, January 24, 2025. More pushback from attorneys general on Trump executive orders. Lynn schools vowed to protect students. Mix of clouds and sun, low 30s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 7:26 p.m. State House reporter Christian Wade is writing that Massachusetts Attorney General Andrea Campbell is joining other Democrats in declaring that local law enforcement in Massachusetts and other states won't be helping Republican President Donald Trump round up undocumented immigrants. In a joint statement, Campbell and 10 other Democratic AGs cited recent U.S. Supreme Court rulings that the federal government cannot force local police to assist them with immigration crackdowns. The statement comes in response to the U.S. Justice Department's order that federal prosecutors investigate state or local officials who they suspect are interfering with the Trump administration's crackdown on immigration. Aaron Keebaugh is writing in itemlive.com, the Lynn Public Schools have joined other districts in Massachusetts in promising to protect students against the effects of Trump's recent executive orders. Only hours into his administration, Trump reversed a Biden-era policy that prevented U.S. immigration agents from carrying out arrests at or near schools, churches, and hospitals, areas previously designated as sensitive locations. In response, Lynn Superintendent Yvonne Alvarez affirmed the Lynn Public Schools as safe and welcoming sanctuaries for all students. She also said that LPS would continue to stand firm behind a resolution adopted by the school committee in 2017. That document resolves that all LPS students have the same right to a free public education and associated school services, and that all LPS students will be treated equally regardless of their immigration status. Further, LPS personnel shall not inquire about, record, or request information intended to reveal the immigration status of a student or family member of a student or protective student. More news after this break.
Dominic Castro, host of the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk right here on msonewsports.com. Great couple of shows this week, January 23rd in the Merrimack Valley. We've got an Andover boys basketball player talking about their great first half. And on the North Shore, a Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week and a coach and player who are the one and two leading scorers at their school all time. And they're currently in the same program right now. Don't miss it.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Affordable housing in 2025 is a major priority for the city of Lynn, according to Mayor Jared Nicholson.
Well, I think the cost of housing continues to be a major challenge for our community, and we've taken a lot of steps to try to address that, but it's such a huge issue that it's going to continue to be a focus, a priority. We have three major affordable housing projects in the pipeline that I think are going to be great resources for the city. One is called the Hennessy House on Andrew Street in downtown Lynn, which is 50 units that are available at very low income levels. The Lynn Armory on the Commons, which is 50 units of affordable housing for veterans, specifically for veterans, which we're really excited about. And then the Salamini House, which is 150 units on Linfield Street, the former Union Hospital site, that's for seniors, for senior housing. So all three of those projects have been in the works for some time. They should all break ground this year.
That's Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson. Stephen Hagan writes in the Gloucester Times, water main breaks hampered business owners and residents Tuesday and Wednesday in Rockport. One of the breaks Wednesday took place at the Rockport Art Association and Museum, 12 Main Street. No art was affected at all, according to Christian Zernicke, the Art Association's executive director. The other break happened earlier Wednesday near Bearskin Neck. On Tuesday, fire officials reported a water main break in the vicinity of 332 Granite Street. Zernicke said Wednesday that museum officials were quickly notified about the water main break in the building by crews attending to the break at the bottom of Bearskin Neck. Salem News reporter Caroline Enos is writing the Peabody City Council's Finance Subcommittee approved the purchase of 164 acres of land owned by Rousselot and the water sources that come with it for $25 million on Thursday night. The deal includes 10 parcels, the largest of which are on vacant land on Washington Street, where a carnival used to be held next to Rousselot's main factory site and behind the police station. The other parcels are on smaller chunks of land off Linfield Street behind the Y, going toward Cedar Pond. The water sources are not part of the Ipswich River Basin, which has become significantly depleted. The land they sit on will be preserved as open space in perpetuity. Once the sale is complete and proper infrastructure is put in place, Peabody will be able to produce over 3 million gallons more of drinking water per day, as the sale includes a water management permit owned by Rousselot for these sites, according to Mayor Ted Betancourt. And in the Newburyport Daily News, Jim Sullivan writes that receiving considerable flack for her proposal to do away with a requirement that brick sidewalks within Newburyport's downtown overlay district be replaced or repaired with the same material, Ward 2 City Councilor Jenny Donahue said she expects to alter her amendment soon. The amendment, according to Donahue, is aimed at making sidewalks safer for the elderly and those with disabilities by allowing other materials, such as concrete, to fix them. Donahue, who is blind, submitted the amendment in December, and it was transferred to the City Council's Public Works and Safety Subcommittee. It was next brought up during a January 6 subcommittee meeting, where a handful of downtown residents voiced their opposition to the potential change. In sports, Bruins won, Celtics lost last night. Both teams resume play tomorrow. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.